There's a daily practice we have of dedicating the merit of our meditation, of our practice, to those who passed away, to people who've been good to us. And it should be something we do every day. I mean, of course, our parents had wonderful qualities. They had some very human qualities. And we have to appreciate them for the good they did. That helps us to appreciate goodness within ourselves. And then what we can do, we can repay them. If they're alive, we try to repay them in our dealings with them. If they've passed away, we dedicate the merit of our practice to them. That was one of the things that really struck me when I first went to see Ajahn Phuong, was how much he talked about how important it was to dedicate the merit of my meditation to my parents. That's something we should think about every day. Not all of them are Buddhists, not all of them are even favorably disposed towards Buddhism. But we shouldn't let that make a difference. There's goodness in the world. Ajahn Lee talked about this quite a lot. There's goodness in the world. It has nothing to do with specifically with the Buddha. In many cases, he pointed out things that everybody had known before. Killing is bad, stealing is bad, illicit sex, false dealings, intoxication is bad. A lot of people had seen that. A lot of us have learned that from our parents. Even when we didn't, we can repay our parents by setting a good example for them. Because we live in this world, we live through our dependency on other people. I think I've told you that story about the young kid in Thailand whose parents scraped together money to send him to a private school in Bangkok. Well, it was a Christian school, and he was picking up Christian ideas and came home, and one night he wanted to ask grace at the table. And started out by saying, thanking God for putting the food on the table. The father cuffed the kid up against the head and said, "What kind of ingrate are you? If it were up to God, there would be nothing on the table at all." We owe a lot to our parents. They provided us with food. They may not have been perfect human beings, but they did their best. Without them, we wouldn't be here. So we dedicate our goodness to them in hopes that something gets through, something gets back to them wherever they may be. Remember that we're part of a long line of human beings that depend on previous generations and are going to have to set a good example for generations to follow us. Because many times the generations before us have come back and they're going to be reborn as generations after us. So we want to make sure that we haven't dropped anything good in the meantime as we pass it along. And if we can improve what gets passed along, okay, so much the better.